If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Playful Podcast, your guide into the underground scene where we discover topics on kink and electronic music every week. Don't forget to subscribe to not miss out on our next episode.
We are very excited to be here today with the sadistic dom and bondage practitioner, Ron Hades. Ron is an instructor and teacher of many kink courses at the Berlin-based Domina studio, Studio Lux. In this conversation, we speak to them about how their journey looked like from having had a negative look on sex work to becoming a dom on the more sadistic line themselves, what they offer and what their first connection to Studio Lux was like, and how it has evolved to what it is today. Besides that, we also speak about what Studio Lux has to offer when it comes to courses where one can evolve as a private player or even as a pro dom. Let's get to it. I am Amanda, and this is Playful Podcast.
Ron, I am so excited to be here at Lux Studio together with you.
Hi.
To get to know you better and what you do a little bit more. If you could explain yourself or who you are with three words, what would they be?
Ooh, funnily, I also ask the question quite often to other people.
Yeah.
And as a Ron, as a work person, I would say sensual, empathetic, and caregiving.
Caregiving, yeah.
That's an unusual word to hear
from a Dome. Sadist.
Yeah, or from sadist. Weird, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah. If we go back in time, would you say that you were the same, like all those qualities have been with you since you were like a teenager as well?
I think I was very different as a teenager. I was also a lot more oppressed because I grew up in Korea. And the culture in Korea and how they see the kink scene or to how they view the queer person is a very different. It was very different back then. And it was like 20 something years ago. Yeah. And so, yeah, I was just a normal-ish teenager. Just had a good grade in the school, did a lot of bad thing in the after the school, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
All right, you were a troublemaker.
In a way, yes. I also moved out when I was 15, so I'm living completely by myself since when I was 15. So.
And yeah. Is it the same, or what? Around what age do you move out normally in Korea?
Depends. Usually, it's very similar like Italy. So you move out usually when you get married.
Yeah.
Kind of right. Like thing.
So you were very young then.
Yeah.
Shockingly young. Okay, but what was your view on BDSM and sex work in general back then?
With the BDSM itself, I didn't really have the concept of the what it is, what it was. With the sex work, I have a very complicated relationship. The whole this trauma aspect with my father. He was really good at getting married and getting divorced, and a lot of my stepmothers were sex workers. And then I was also brought to the brothel, and that I experienced not great things. That I thought it was more about the sex worker, even though that had nothing to do with their job, about their personality and how they abused me had nothing to do with their job. But it took me a very long time for me to actually get over this, my own stigma of how I saw sex workers. And actually Berlin life actually helped me a lot to for me to process the whole my own stigma, how I saw sex workers, because I finally realized it was never really about the job, it was about the person. And still, there in Berlin, there are also bad sex workers that I hate. There are also good sex workers that I love. It was never really about the job, and it was always about the person. And I finally realized, and that helped me a lot. Yeah, how I.
Yeah. So from going from hating sex work to becoming a sadistic BDSM and a coach within domination. How did that journey look like for you?
That's in a one word, liberating. But when I think about in the past, I studied chemistry and science, and I also used to teach in a school in Korea, and I was sexually very awake and aware person even when I was little. And I remembered in the school, at the uni, a lot of my friends asked me for tips, or they just we talked about sex a lot, or like that I gave some kind of like how to pleasure this and that.
You had no shame around sex.
I didn't really have in that sense. Well, I had some shame in a way that I could have as a Korean, but. Yeah, back then I was always the person people just go to when they have a sex problem.
Oh, yeah.
And I never really thought about that aspect. But yeah, recently just came in my, actually, I did work a lot with the sex also before and never thought about it. It's weird. Yeah.
And then how come you moved to Berlin? Or like what brought you here?
Easy answer is just a burnout. I needed a holiday.
And you were like, Berlin sounds fun.
No. Funny story is at the time I was watching a movie called Eat, Pray, Love. I'm so ashamed of it.
With Julia Roberts, or? Is it with Julia Roberts?
Yeah. The middle life crisis of a woman just finding you about herself and blah, blah, blah. So I felt very similar, like, I'm a middle-aged life. I have a midlife crisis. I need to get away. I just Googled technically where I can live freely as possible in Europe. I wanted to come to Europe, but I didn't want to go to Italy because I was scared that it might break my fantasy from what I saw from Eat, Pray, Love. So I still haven't been to Rome after living in Germany, in Europe for 13 years. So basically that was my main motivation of like why I came here, and I just decided very spontaneously, like, you know what, I'm just gonna go for 1 year and see what happens. And from the decision until that I came here only took like 15 days, so I closed off all my life in Korea for just 1 year.
After 15 days?
Yeah.
Okay, what was so...
I was just desperate of, like, I need to get it out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, still best decision that I ever made. If I would make the kind of decision again, no. Because it was really hard at the beginning. I couldn't speak German. I couldn't speak English. Mm. So for me to living in a completely new city, like completely by myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then how come you started with domination work?
So I had a lot of different jobs, some I really loved, some I hated it. And then I had my third burnout, in Berlin. And then I realized, maybe this whole work culture of how this normative, work culture is not really for me, maybe. And then, back in the time, I had a friend who was involved with Lux, and she just recommended, like, you are good with the BDSM, you know about it quite a lot, and you also like it. Why don't you make a job out of it? So I considered for a very long time, and then one day, like, you know what? If I never tried it, I would know how it is, and I can just try, and I always can stop if I want to. Mm-hmm. So that's how I started it.
All right. And like, how did you find your niches in this? Like evolving that, because now you do a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. When I studied sex work, I also got a lot of support from different sex workers. Which I am still very grateful for, and that was also one of the reasons why I found really important that I also pay back to the community. And so the very beginning of my career, I also gave a lot of donation-based bondage workshops to the sex workers, or for free and stuff like that. And then so it kind of like grew over the time. And And my work persona, when I started to work, and my work persona now also has changed a lot.
Okay, but some of the things, because I remember the first time we met, you were explaining that you love to, like, hunt people and, like, wrestle them.
And it's a more like my primal instinct thing. There's very specific word in German called Toterfisch, when in English dead fish. The clients who just lay down, don't even move a finger, and just lay down on, don't show any reaction. That doesn't really excite me. And
like, so passive.
Yeah, so like, I like when people fight against me, and so I have a more desire to catch them. And
I love that. I'm just envisioning it. What are more of your favorite? We just talked before the cameras were on about that you can put IV drips into the ball sack of liquid, so they become like, you can put 1 liter.
Yeah, some people even put more, but usually the, like 500 milliliter, almost anyone can take it.
Anyone with balls.
Anyone with balls. you can also do it on the tits. Some injection. So you can actually do a lot of like a body modification. And since it's a kind of like a procedure that it stays only 24 hours, for some people, it's also great way of expressing having different type of body. So as a male person, they want to experience how it feels like to have a breast. For them, they can actually experience that with a saline injection. And some people actually love to doing it because it's a really healing process. It's not just about the sexual thing. It's also very empowering about, like, how do you say, expressing your needs or want, and you can actually experience it without changing your body too much.
That's incredible. Yeah. What are some more of your special the things that you love to do when it comes to what you are offering?
I do offer many other things, but since I'm specialized with rope bondage, most of people tend to book a session with me with the rope bondage. And what I personally like the most is having session with the couples, rope session in, with the couples, because it's not really a sexual vibe. It's more about like the me trying to teach them different way of being intimate, and
I'm just close.
Yeah, and I'm just witnessing that as a third person, and sometimes being part of it, or sometimes not. I'm just there to witness it, to people grow and get more close together, and for me that is like a really beautiful thing, and I even get paid to do it, and so I'm like, oh yeah,
that's a perfect match. Okay, but you're also a queer person, and what has that been like to work in the scene as a, or like be a queer sex worker in Berlin and in this industry?
Very complicated. So once, in the one hand, I also need to accept I'm Asian, and some people book a session because I'm Asian. And
how? Because they fetishize it, or
In the end, I am a sex worker. That means me as a, who I am becomes a product. And so you need to think, or I need to think about if I feel comfortable that people fetishize of who I am, or me being Asian. It's the same thing. Like some people also, if some people like women with a shorter hair. And so would you say like, I don't like this guy because he only book a session with a shorter hair girl. So they're like a fetish aspect. When someone really asks me to do the race play, then I say no.
Do you get asked that a lot?
And often enough.
Wow.
Yeah. And but if just they admire me because of how I look, and yeah, I don't see any harm in it. No.
Yeah. Okay. What are some struggles that you have been encountering besides this?
Racism. And how people see Asian male-bodied person in the, how they see the masculinity with a Asian person, and so that was a very struggle for me. So at the beginning of my career, I also focused more on being really presenting myself as a like high masculine this figure of really. Like aggressive and sort of toxic macho, that kind of like thing. And so like, I really felt uncomfortable in it. And so like, I didn't really feel like it, that's who I am. Not even as a Ron work persona. I didn't really feel like it. So yeah, I just one point I just dropped the act and starting to just be who I am. And I can be dominant. I can be really sadistic, but I don't need to be an asshole. And toxic macho, you know?
No. Yeah. No, for sure. And have you been evolved, or like, have you been at Lux Studio since the start of your career?
And I know Studio Lux since the construction side, but I've studied like 2 years later. Yeah.
So
it took some time for me to actually think about it and really actually starting to work here. Yeah.
And today, what would you say that studio like? Because it's not only a dominatrix, or they, the place doesn't only facilitate dominatrix dungeon spaces for sex workers, but also a lot of other things.
So Lux has like a four different department studio where sex workers can work. And core center where we offer workshops around BDSM and sexuality, and private renting. So private people who are not working as a BDSM professional can also rent the room here. So you can also rent the space as a private person. Mm. And we also have a new launched porn. So we have a
40. I saw that.
Yeah, yeah, there are a lot of fun videos. So.
You had Lina Bem there, who we also had in the podcast recently, and a lot of other actors that I recognize.
Yeah. So it's in charge of the course and the private renting.
Can I ask about the porn? Do you stream that? Or how does it work? Like you have,
I have no idea. That you have to ask Lady Rabbit Steel, which you will
I'll meet will, some other time.
Yeah, because she's in charge of the studio and the porn.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Lots to learn.
So she will. I'm sure she will talk about it. So I'm in charge of the course and the private renting. Yeah.
All right. To the courses because that's a big thing. People who are sex workers can learn a lot of skills, and also people who are just curious and want to play around with on their private also. So what are some of the courses you teach here?
Me personally, I am in charge of the most of the bondage workshops.
Are there different levels then?
Until this year, there was a system of different level, and I restructured that from next year that it's more theme oriented. So beginner class and Shibari Hanis or rope predicament, erotic and suspension beginner, and then my master class. So it's more like a theme oriented. And then I also do a practice day.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
With Lady Babestia. So it's not really a workshop. So when usually when you visit the workshop after that, you don't want to visit the same workshop again.
No.
But you didn't really practice enough, so you actually want to learn a little bit more about it, but not for workshop. For that kind of purpose, you can bring your own topic. So you, we also provide practice subs who is handpicked by us, and they also give you direct feedback of like what could have done better. And why they like this and this, and then you can solely focus on practice.
I did a bondage workshop with you. That was so much fun. And also, I think I am a person who sometimes have a hard time when, like, I really am not listening to all teachers. You're laughing. The teachers are not laughing.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I think there has to be, I need to feel like Also in these specific courses, I think trust is a huge thing because it can be pretty vulnerable.
Yeah.
Needs to be interesting. You need to feel that kind of connection where you feel that the person understands you and doesn't think that your questions are stupid or that you're unfocused or, you know, like whatever. What do you think is like important for you as a teacher?
Usually in my workshop, I just let the student learn in their tempo. Of course, the time is very limited, so I can only give a certain amount of attention to each student. But I'm trying to make the workshop as a fun experience, not really like you need to learn this and this and that, but I'm trying to teach them about like your own behavior with it. That's for example, like why you like bondage or what excites you within, so you can actually explore your own desire a little bit deeper. And of course, you need a certain technique to do it for you to able to do that. And I also guide people to reach that level. Mm-hmm. But for me, still, it's we are all doing this to have fun and not just being so serious and like, doing this and this and technique that. And you are taking a lot of fun away, and that's not really my style.
No. Yeah, no, for sure. I'm also thinking because you can see if you are entering the world of harms that could happen if you're offering things that you are not knowledgeable of.
I think it depends on the thing, what you are thinking about offering. Most of the BDSM practice also comes with the risk factors, physical or mental, psychological or physical. You can harm somebody, then it can also stay for a very long time. So if you don't know what you do, for example, let's say you are giving a workshop to someone and where you are learning something, you don't really know about the safety issues, and then all of a sudden you just do things that you didn't hear about it, for example, playing with a rope and then going places, you are just wrapping around the hands so hard and you didn't really knew how it was and what it does and how much nerve you can actually damage, and in a worst scenario you can actually damage someone's nerve so badly that they cannot recover properly.
Oh,
or they just have broken ankle, wrist for like 6 months or even longer, or they need an operation or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's usually like, yeah, for me, always you can learn while you are playing, but you should be more honest to yourself and be more humble. And sometimes more submissive person who from the other role person, they have a lot of experience. If they are you also meet a lot of people who have a lot of experience as a passive person. And they can also teach you, you just need to be humble enough to be honest and then show them, I'd like to learn. Can you show me? And that makes you actually more dominant and more genuine person. And you don't need to be just, I know everything, this mentality. And privately, I also switch, and that's how usually I negotiate with people. Like I ask a few questions, and I see how they react and how they answer. And if I see that they are lying, and I just say like, we are not a good match.
Interesting that they are, for example, pretending that they know things.
Because it's often related to the ego.
Yeah.
And a lot of people see being a dominant Over 90% of people, when I ask the question that you asked, like how I describe in the three words, I ask that question quite often. To other people, what's the three word that it comes to your mind when you think about dominance? Most of people answer, 90% of people answer control and power and...
Word is like bang, bang. Yeah.
which is not a bad thing.
No.
But for you to be able to do that, it also comes... great power comes with a great responsibility, once the Spider-Man said. That's a little nerdy.
Love that.
And so you just need to be humble. And most people, since think this domination, it's all about the power dynamic and control, it hurt their egos. When someone say you are not doing something right, rather than thank you for your feedback. How can I improve myself? And that should be normal reaction to it, in my opinion.
And that's how you learn. Like that's how you evolve all the time. Yeah, for sure.
So for example, like that's how I learn BDSM when I first started to work, I had to do the Profi SM, one of the dominatrix workshop that we are offering in our studio. And since I didn't have any experience as a working as a sex worker, one of the studio owner recommended to do it so I can actually learn about sex work. And that's the only reason why I did it, because I somehow I had a feeling I had to do it. And technique-wise, I was already in BDSM field for very long, so I didn't really had the feeling of that I need to learn new thing. But when I was at the workshop, it was a completely different sense of playing as a private person and playing as a professional, and that there are like so many things like that I had to learn.
What are some things that you remember you were like, this works differently? Or
the how you negotiate with your client and with a private person is completely different.
Can you tell us a little bit?
In a way, like with a private, you can actually take time, get to know the person a little bit. And in a sex work, you only have a limited amount of time. So when someone book a 3-hour session, so in the beginning, I take 15 to 20 minutes of interview. So I can get to know the person a little bit. And then 3-hour session start. Then after the session, I do like 10 minutes of aftercare. Depends on their needs. And then, they leave. And then I have to clean.
Yeah.
So you have to build... very focused intimate moment with a complete stranger, and that I was not used to. You also have a sex date and one night stand and this and that, but this is still a little bit different in a way. And then also in the work situation, my needs is not really in the center. I still need to pretend like it's all I want to do, but in the end I have to do things what they want to experience. So
how come Luke started to offer all these courses?
So at the beginning, at the time I was not really involved. And at the beginning when they started it, it was more of professionalization of sex workers. So we call sex work. And so it was also very important for them to make it a bit more professional, where you can go somewhere and learn skill to be... it was important for them to professionalize sex work and where people can go and learn to be better sex worker. And so that was the beginning of it. And then over the time, they realized not only sex workers want to book a workshop, but actually private people were looking for that for so long. And they had this strong needs of going to the workshop where I can learn about BDSM in a safer environment. And that's how they expanded a little bit more and more. And then in the other studio, where they first opened the studio in the Ringbahnstrasse, and the rooms are not big enough to host many people. So they were looking for new location. And so we are sitting in a core center room in one of the room now. And so we found this location and we also expanded the workshop. And
yeah, you expanded it so that people who are just curious and want to learn more, even though you're a private person, can also. But if you are excited to go, what are some things you could choose from and what can you expect when like applying for a course?
So the people can easily book a workshop on our website. You can also see different type of the workshop. We offer evening class. It's on Fridays, 3-hour workshop. So in the evening classes, there are like so many different topics, but majorly new project that I launched 2 years ago called Sex Education, where people can learn about sexual pleasure in a different sense. So when we think about sex education, we always think about the preventing aspect of it, pregnancy, HIV, STIs, or but we never really learn about the pleasure aspect of sex education, which is a very important aspect of it, and probably also one of the reasons why our society is so oppressed. So there are six different topics. Cock and balls and vulva and vagina, breast and
those
nipple.
Are two different courses.
Yeah. I don't know. Cock and balls in one course and vulva and vagina one course, and breast and nipple and anal and sensation and pressure point and first aid.
Great. So,
and then we also have a dirty talk, needle play, and short rope workshop.
Amazing. And when you go there, like, I think some people are like nervous, like, oh, should I go alone? I mean, how many people are at one course?
So it depends on the workshop, it's a little bit different, but average like 16 maximum participant, and more than that it gets really crowded, and people cannot really exchange as much as how they want to. And some workshops people comes alone, and some workshop people comes as a pair. In the sex education, often people comes as a couple. That they want to learn about how they pleasure your partner who have a different sex than you, because you don't have what they have, so you just want to learn about that a little bit more. And maybe
even if you have that, you can learn some
funny
new
thing.
Tricks.
Funnily, yes. And for example, like in a cock and ball workshop. A lot of guys, the people with the penis and balls, they book a workshop. And at the beginning, I was wondering, like, you have it already, you know what to do. That kind of like though disappeared really quickly because, yeah, I know what to do, but not everyone know what to do.
No, and also, are you having the course?
No.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you're also, as you said, been very curious about sex since you were like a kid. So yeah, probably you discovered a lot of things that people have not.
And our major motto of our whole workshop department is Learning from a Professional, where you can learn about sex and BDSM and sexuality so greatly than from a sex worker.
Yes.
Where we actually do for our living.
Exactly. And always evolve. Yeah. Yeah, that's incredible. At some point, you also started out as a new sex worker. Mm. And how did you build your tool set?
I have very obsessive personality.
Really?
So when I find something very fascinating, I do like a lot of amount of research on the topic, and then try to learn more and more and more. I wish when I started to work, I had something like the core center like we have now. When I first studied BDSM, and back at then, I only had YouTube and books and pornography.
And YouTube wasn't as big as it's now.
No,
either.
Yeah, but there were a lot of like hidden gems if you knew how to search.
Okay.
And I'm quite good at searching things that are hidden. And that's how I started to learn. And then over the time when I started to work here, I did a lot of like knowledge exchange with other colleagues. And there were a lot of other colleagues who wanted to learn rope bondage, and I wanted to learn like different stuff from them, like a clinic fetish thing. At the beginning of my career, I never really understood why people are into clinic. And I was like, yeah, actually, it's really fascinating and it's so much fun. And
the body modification thing we spoke about, I love now, obsessed.
Yeah, so yeah, that's how I got to learn a little bit and a little bit more. And then still, even as a workshop coordinator, and I also have a lot of experience in my work, when I find out other workshops that we are offering fascinating, or it's a skill that I would like to know a little bit more, I also just visit the workshop and learn from other colleagues. And there's no harm to learn new things, and that's also what fascinates me about this job, because you can learn always a new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many years have you done this now?
I'm working since 6 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Ron, I am so happy to have had you in this conversation. Yeah. I feel like I got to know you better, and I'm so happy to have you share your story with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was lovely.
This was it for Playful Podcast this week, but please follow, subscribe, and listen to our next episode. And if you want to have a say about future artists, or even ask your own question to one of our guests, follow us on Instagram and make sure to add your question when we lift our coming guests. Thank you so much for joining, and see you next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.